Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Tuesday, 18th of July, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to open on a flat note as the GIFT Nifty indicates a muted start for the broader index after opening the session at 19,785. On 17th of July, the Sensex was up 529 points at 66,589 and the Nifty was up 147 points at 19,711. The pivot point calculator suggests that the Nifty may get support at 19,604 followed by 19,564. In case of an upside, 19,733 can be a key resistance area followed by 19,838. US markets. US stocks ended in the green on Monday on expectations that corporate earnings will exceed forecasts, but global shares and dollar traded little changed after data showed the Chinese economy grew slower than anticipated. The tech-heavy Nasdaq-led US stocks higher, supported by mega-cap growth stocks including Apple, Nvidia, and Tesla ahead of quarterly results from industry heavyweights later this week. On the Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.22% and the S&P 500 was up 0.39%. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq Composite added 0.93%. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets were mixed on Tuesday as investors await the release of minutes of the Reserve Bank of Australia's July policy meeting. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 opened 0.25% lower, while the Japan's Nikkei climbed 0.81% and the Topix climbed 0.76%. South Korea's KOSPI slipped marginally, but the KOSDAQ was up 0.76% as the country holds its first nuclear consultative group meeting with the US today. Meanwhile, the Chinese economy grew slower than anticipated. China overnight reported growth of 0.8% in the second quarter, above the 0.5% forecast, but the annual pace was 6.3%, which was well below expectations for a reading of 7.3%. The data indicates that China's post-COVID boom is now over, according to analysts. LTI Mindtree results. LTI Mindtree has recorded 3.4% sequential growth in consolidated profit at 1,151 crore rupees for the quarter ended June FY24. This was supported largely by other income and operating margin. Revenue from operations grew 0.13% quarter on quarter to 8,702 crore rupees, while revenue growth in constant currency and dollar terms stood at 0.1% each quarter on quarter. On the operating front, EBIT increased 2.1% sequentially to rupees 1,450 crore rupees with margin expansion of 32 basis points for the quarter. The stock ran up over 20% in the past 6 months ahead of its inclusion into the Nifty 50. It remains to be seen whether valuations are now supportive for analyst estimates or will there be EPS cuts going ahead. Sheela Foam in focus. Sheela Foam, the maker of popular mattress brand Sleepwell, on Monday said that it will acquire 94.66% stake in Kurlon Enterprises for 2,150 crore rupees. The company also said that it will acquire a 35% stake in the online furniture firm Furlenco, which deals in manufacturing and marketing of mattresses, cushions and pillows. This transaction will be for 300 crore rupees. Sheela Foam stock has gained over 24% from the lows of March. It remains to be seen whether brokerages are happy about this acquisition or not, given that Kurlon has been seeing declining sales over the past 3 years. Meanwhile, the mattress industry is a highly competitive space with major portion of the market with unorganized players. In the organized segment, new startups like Wakefit, Sleepy Cat are also gaining traction. Stocks under F&O ban on NSE. The NSE has retained Delta Corp, India Bulls Housing Finance, Manappuram Finance and RBL Bank to its F&O ban list for 18th of July. Securities banned under F&O segment include companies where derivative contracts have crossed 95% of market-wide position limit. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Shrikant Chauhan of Kotak Securities. He talks about HDFC Bank results, the jump in 30% profit and how the Nifty Bank is positioned for traders today. Let's listen in.
HDFC Bank announced its Q1 FY24 numbers and they were stable as always and slightly above our expectations. Year-on-year, net interest income increased 21%, net profit was up 30%, and non-interest income was nearly 40% higher. Asset quality ratios were broadly stable. HDFC Bank is currently trading at 2.3 times to FY25 earning estimates price to book value and 14 times to FY25 earnings estimates of EPS. We have a buy rating on the stock. We are of the view that the market is moving upward on the back of specific buying strength from FIIs as well as retailers. Global macros are turning positive for emerging markets, which is helping to our markets as well as other emerging markets. The strategy should be to buy on dips. Currently, the markets are very close to their extreme levels. 19,800 is going to act as major resistance for the market. But in case if we see any drop close to 19,600, then there we should be buyer with a final stop loss below 19,500.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.